Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling from FIU, Florida International University. We're conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. To begin, let me ask you, is your home a single family home, a town home, an apartment or condominium, or a manufactured or mobile home?
It's a block home.
A block home?
Yeah.
And is that, and does that count as a single family?
It's a site-built home.
A site-built home. And does that count as an apartment or condominium or a manufactured or mobile home?
No, neither one of them.
A town home?
No, it's a regular home. It's a regular place to live, period. It's just my wife and I.
Okay, thank you. And do you own or rent your home?
I own.
Thank you. Now, please tell me, what year was your home built?
96.
Thank you. Now, how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
28.
And have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following? A tropical storm, yes or no?
Tropical? No.
What about a Category 1 hurricane?
No.
A Category 2 hurricane?
Oh, Category 1. That's the lowest one, right? 5 is the highest. So, yeah, we had a Category 1, yeah.
A Category 1. What about a Category 3 hurricane?
No. One and two. That's it.
One or two. Okay, thank you.
I'm inland.
Now,
I'm
can
inland.
You tell me?
I'm inland. I'm in North Central here, not near the water. I got, so we don't get.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Now, can you tell me the name or the year of the Category 1 hurricane? If you don't remember, an estimated year is fine.
Probably 11, 12, somewhere. I don't know.
2011 or 2012?
2011, yeah, somewhere around there.
2011. Okay, that's fine. Now, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by a hurricane?
No.
And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Not too vulnerable.
And if a serious hurricane threatened your home, how would you prepare?
I'd take all the precautions that I have to, you know, whatever I've been told by the National Weather Service to tell me what to do.
Can you tell me specifics?
Well, if I was threatening of a tornado or something like that, then I'll go to a different spot of the house, like the bathroom or something, some place where it's you're confined, per se.
And let's see. So what about put up hurricane shutters, buy supplies and equipment?
No, I'm always prepared for anything anyway, but I would, if I knew it was going to get it really bad, I would get extra stuff beforehand.
Okay, thank you very much. And that's good enough. Now, considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Thank you. And please select your top three sources of information. Is it internet sources other than social media, radio, TV, newspapers or print media, friends and family, social media like Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok or YouTube, or WhatsApp?
Radio or television. Mainly radio.
Radio, television, and what would be the third one?
Radio would be the first one. Television would be the second.
Mm-hmm. And the third one?
I don't do social media and all that junk, so I guess it's either maybe a newspaper, but we don't get newspapers anymore.
And what about friends and family? Or
yeah, friends and family, yeah. But
okay.
I don't rely on
thank you. That's fine, thank you. Now, on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
5.
Thank you. And have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? Cost of food and other essentials, transportation costs, property taxes, loss of income or employment, cost of housing, cost of insurance, cost of childcare, another one you would like to specify, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
No, I guess right now, with the way everything is, it's a combination of everything between the taxes and the price of food, everything else, and you know the income is not as doesn't stretch as far as it used to.
Mm-hmm. So, what you say is cost of food and other essentials, property taxes, and loss of income or employment situation.
I don't know. I can't really pinpoint anything. Anyway,
go
ahead. I mean, what is the? I know you're taking a survey for what though? What is the main goal?
Yes, it's just that your answers will help Florida better prepared the next time a hurricane approaches, and also your responses will inform policymakers on how the current economic situation has affected their citizens. That's why we're doing this type of questions.
As far as Florida itself, the policies that are that were brought down, but since we've had the new governor, he's been great for the state, and just that above him is not very great as far as all the other politicians. I have no use for none of them.
Yes, I understand. Now, have any of the factors that we that I read impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or storm? If so, which ones should we record?
Hurricane or a storm?
Yes.
I don't know. You're losing me here. I'm not. I think I've had enough questions. Thank you. Bye.
Oh, or is there anybody else at home who will be?
Oh, my God.